The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the feast of Saint Bartholomew. Bartholomew was one of the apostles of Jesus. From the gospel we read today, we can see that Nathanael is this Bartholomew we are celebrating. So some others are saying that Nathanael is Bartholomew. Some say that it is not. But the most important message or our take out today as we are celebrating this feast is, it is very important to share our faith. In this gospel, Philip knew Jesus and he did not keep Jesus to himself alone. But he approached Bartholomew or Nathanael and told him, "Oh, we have found that man, that Messiah. Come and see, come. And Bartholomew followed Philip because Philip invited him. Because Philip was able to share this goodness of God. So today's reading invites us, my dear friends in Christ, to tell our stories to people, to invite people to church. There are so many people out there who are looking for something to hang on. There are so many people out there who have not heard about our faith and about what Jesus has done to us personally. So do not keep all this to yourself. Tell people, invite them, as Philip did. Because as you are sharing your faith, you are making disciples of all nations. You are drawing people closer to Jesus. You are inviting people to Jesus. But when we don't share our faith, when we don't tell people what Jesus has done for us, or how we see Jesus, or how we understand Jesus, then Most people will just be out there. And you see the good thing. When Bartholomew encountered Jesus, only once he became an apostle of Christ. So you may not know the impact you make in people's life. But I want to tell you, each time we share our faith with people, we are making greater impact. We are bringing souls to God. We have to remember that we are the eyes of Jesus. We are the mouth of Jesus. We are the legs of Jesus. We are the hands of Jesus. So how are we playing this role? I remember in those days growing up, every evening after dinner, the kids, we gather together. And those of us who are our seniors, they will begin to tell us stories about how to pray. They will teach us how to pray the rosary. They will tell us stories about Jesus. And all these they told us then really captivated our interest. And we became curious. That was how we knew about Jesus. For example, in my home parish where I came from, we have about 18 priests from a parish. 18 priests. So we may not know the impact we make when we tell all these stories, especially to the little kids, to the younger ones. And we can tell these stories when we gather for birthdays, when families gather together. Bring up a story, tell them. You may be making a great impact. Tell them about Jesus. That is how we convert people. That is how we sow the seed of faith in the lives of these little ones. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us pray today for the grace to be able to share what Jesus has done for us. And don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Tell the story. Amen. Please rise.